Team, so exciting to be here together with you. And I see Robert Lowe just came on. Woohoo! Yay!
Morning from Salt Lake City.
Woo! And Bill Cottlefon, also, you guys are so awesome. Thank you for being here with us. And so far, there's four of us, well, six of us on the call. So this might be a short call, but it's going to be an awesome call. So I want to start by, of course, saying congratulations to both you, Bill, and Ruth, for being there at the event, and Ruth for being on King Kaizen. And I was just sharing with
And Allison Robert.
And Allison Robert, of course, yes, yes. I was just sharing with
Thank you, Jack.
Yes, I was just sharing with Bill that Steve Crowfoot recorded you guys when you went across, you know, when you went up, when they announced the Team Kaizen.
Winner. Oh, cool.
So that's on Facebook, Steve Crowfoot. So that's cool.
He's really sweet.
He is. He's awesome, isn't he? I really like Steve. And, of course, he does all the recordings for Vance Rogers for, you know, the Saturday Morning Lives and posts all that. And yeah, he's just a great guy. We met him, what was that, a couple of years ago when we went to the Salt Lake City event, the one in June or July, because he lives right there in Sandy, Utah.
We met him back in Boise, Idaho, 20 years ago. I don't know, 15 years ago.
Well, yeah, we've met him a long time. We met him better then because we got to see him quite a bit. So, yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah. He's been having lunch with us every now and then. It's very nice to be with him. He's very sweet.
He is. He's great and very dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
So, exciting times, of course, you guys. And I was looking for the new quarterly incentive contest, but I don't see it up yet, and Bill's thinking.
Oh, so let me give you an update on that. I think they're going to announce it today. So the part of the incentive was going to have to do with the new product, and the new product, I guess, is the KVB. I think so. Or maybe it's, I don't know. It's a nutritional. But they could not source a particular thing that's organic, and that's what they're working on. So they're going to announce it today that the incentive will not start until March 1st now. Because they don't have what it has to do with nutritionals. I don't know the but I said they gotta announce it because people are expecting new products and new incentives, and so they're gonna announce it today, and that I think whatever it is will start March 1st.
Oh, fantastic! All right. Well, good to know. All right. So I wanted to review the homework that I had sent out, our action items, and it looks like a really great big list. But as Gloria pointed out, you know, it's really just the things that we need to be implementing to be getting into place. So I'm going to go over the list just really quick, and then each one of you guys, I would love to have you comment on one of the aspects. So number one was to listen to the call that we did on January 14th, where Ruth Lowe shared how she made the decision to be on Team Kaizen and the steps that she took, and that we can all implement to go to be Team Kaizen and to go to Japan in 2018. Number two I put on the list was to print out the Ultimate Memory Jogger and Inviting Scripts by Eric Worre, and it's very complete. He goes over how to get into conversations with different types of people that you know, people that you don't know. He has the little worksheets to work out your own script so that you're comfortable, you know what to say. He's got the memory jogger, the place to fill out your name list. Number three, we had, and of course the action part of that was to go through the memory jogger and, you know, make your list and to also think of the ways to continue to add to your list, like joining leads groups and doing things that you like to do. And number four was to implement the scheduling, the 30 minutes per day, and doing it. And that's one of the ones that Jack and I have been doing, and it's really making a difference. And again, those 30 minutes a day could be all in one block, or they could be split up to fit into your schedule. And that's the idea that Ben Woodward had shared with us on one of his calls. number six was to keep good records so that you can follow up. One of the things that we really like Google Calendar for keeping a track of our appointments, but, you know, all of us need to have ways to do a good job of keeping track of everybody and keeping track of our appointments. And then number six was to text 10 people and to get together. So let's go through everybody that's on the call this morning, and you guys could talk about any one of those that you want to, like what you're implementing, what's exciting you, what's keeping you on track, what's getting you going, what you're excited about. So Bill, you were first on, so you get to share first.
First come, huh?
First come, yeah.
A couple of thoughts on this. First of all, I met a guy last night that must have been pushing close to 70 feet. He looked like he was hurting, and turns out he's the CEO of a company. His name's Carl, and we exchanged cards, and we had a delightful conversation. And so he's going to get texted from me as soon as I get back Monday just to see how his trip went and to give him a link that'll share a little bit about our company. So that was exciting. As you were talking about the memory jogger, one of the things that flashed into my mind was a conversation yesterday when we had the young millennials up there with Haley Passy, and she had her team, Geronimo, I believe is what she called it.
Yeah.
And somebody asked the question about the 100 names list, and her comment was that they do a 21 name list multiple times to build up towards getting the Entrepreneur Club completed. And I thought, that's interesting for the younger group, not hitting them with a 100 name list, but let's do 21, and then as soon as they get 21 names, they do another 21 names. And so just a little different approach to that. But as far as the listening to Ruth's call, I actually got a live version of it again here yesterday, so it was delightful to hear her tell her story about how she accomplished, and then maybe she'll share that this morning, and to get everybody pumped up for Japan. So let's see what else. That's good enough. I'll let somebody else talk.
Awesome. Yay, Bill. Thank you.
Okay, Gloria. You get to be next.
Good morning. I didn't see a video, but I did get to see Grace had published on her site. She took still pictures of Herb and you, Ruth, and the rest of the group. So congrats again. I was applauding from afar. Listening to Dear Ruth again, first I heard Nikan's offer. I think that's what registered with me. That was her first thought. She hears the offer. She believed it was possible, and she decided to go for it. And then came some of the organization of the whiteboard and asking for help and getting the T-shirt. But just listening to her, never doubting and keeping track of the work, had her go, you know, above her goals, and that was just very inspiring and exciting. In the tracking, I was doing some more purging yesterday while I was on hold on a call, and I found, Jack, the sheets that you had given us before for setting our goals. And so now I'm just going to retype them and change some of the tracking because of the new incentives. But the top part, it said, you know, how many new invites did you do? How many follow-ups? How many appointments done? How many enrolled customers? And here we were looking at QEs, which is not a bad thing. But, you know, we're still all aiming for that 500 a month with our personal volume. So it's here in my hands, and I'm filling it out. I texted 7 people and got 3 appointments. A couple are catch-ups, a couple are new. Or four appointments, yeah, because it was 2 and 2. And I love what you just said, Bill. Do the 21 name list and then keep doing it multiple times. And that can be duplicated by new people, too. All good stuff.
Absolutely.
Yes, congratulations.
Awesome.
On texting 7 people and getting 4 appointments. That is totally awesome. And yes, I will go redo that list, our goal-setting action list that I have sent out multiple times to kind of help us keep on track for our daily method of operation, like, you know, people to contact, people to follow up with, and incorporate the new incentives. So,
what I had done back in 2015 is I had made a copy for every month. And so I had them for the end of 2015, and then I had them for all for 2016. And I realized that in November and December, with different trips and such, I didn't fill them out for 2016. So this has got to be the new habit. In fact, I had even printed a sheet, and I had marked it January of 2017, not even knowing what was coming. So really good to have them in front of you. And fill in the blanks. Your mind always wants to fill in the goal and fill in the numbers. And Ruth proved that for us with what she put on her whiteboard.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I really like that, because the more that we have a way like that to focus and to have the accountability, so that we stay on track. So, yeah. Thank you for that.
All right. Ruth and Robert, why don't you guys go next?
Sure. Yes. Yeah. So we decided, actually Robert just said this morning, we've got to revisit our goals. We've got to tweak it a little bit, because we really need to plan out these incentives. And one of the things they talked about last night, and we knew this in the past, we need to stack up these things, right? If you're going to go for Team Kaizen and get a silver, then might as well do 3 silvers in 3 months and get the Paragon. And then from there, those people have that momentum, then they should continue to go to gold and go to platinum. Then you've got the platinum pinnacle. And then from there, you actually start with the entrepreneur club so that you can get the silver. So if you stack all these things together, it's a pretty penny. There's a lot of money associated with that. But what I want to figure out, and I haven't done that yet, is I need to calculate what's in it for the new person. So when you go silver, you got 6,000, points, but that's, after the retail profit. So I want to, gross it up and see what the retail profit is. So that probably is about 7,000 something. So it's 1,000 something profit. I just want to figure it out so that I can say, this is what's in it for you. So when we did senior, when we finally understood it, it was easy. I would say, look, if you go senior, you have $375 retail profit, plus you get the Nikon reward points. We don't have the Nikon reward points this time, right? So I've really got to understand how much they could make and lay that all out. And then give them different scenarios on how fast or how slow they want to do it. In 1 month, 2 months, or 3. So I've got to revisit that numbers thing again and get comfortable.
Well, maybe we're looking forward to getting the bonus for the big pieces that we can share some of that maybe with the if Nikan doesn't do something different, that we can maybe share some of the bonuses that we get.
But and also just having the clarity of exactly what they will receive. I mean, I think just like before Ruth,
when they go to the next step.
Right. It's important that people know what's in it for them, that they have clear steps, what they need to do to accomplish it. And just like you said, they can go fast, medium, or slow to achieve it. But if there's clarity, if they know what they're going to get and they know how to do it, it's going to happen that way. So, yeah.
I feel like going silver is similar to going executive in the past. And so really, I used to think personally, silver is where I got to get them. Silver is where I got to get them. But really, with this platinum pinnacle, my goal is to get them to platinum. And so 30,000 in one calendar month, OV, is doable once they've got the momentum going silver, which is really like going executive, right? So going executive and then going silver, and that silver is like similar to going gold. Actually, going gold is easier. So if I could show them to go gold and then platinum versus being executive in silver, I think it changes the mindset. So I haven't figured that out yet. I'm just kind of throwing this out to everybody and brainstorming a little bit. And Robert and I, wait, I think you want to say something. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Good morning. It's Robert. So,
good morning.
I want to let everybody know that I'm a very good listener. I follow whatever instruction Ruth gives me. So seriously, one of the things I learned from Mike DiMuccio is, if you want to go Team Kaizen in 28 this year to go on the trip to Japan, is to get 4 other people to go. And if you help other people, you actually, you're automatically qualified to go to be Team Kaizen.
Wow, I love it.
He also talks about, you know, compensation plans being a lot simpler now. And right out of the gate, a new person can earn money right away. In the past, when you're new, you don't really earn money until you advance in rent. That's huge. I think that's going to help us to be very successful.
Yes, it is huge. And I love that, to have a simple, clear, again, it's clear, it's exciting to focus on helping poor people get to Japan. And, you know, Mike's always been really good at that, not just help, you know, not when you're meeting with a person, not just for them to go silver, and just like you're saying, Ruth, also, but to have the bigger goal of going platinum, and they'll go silver on the way. I mean, Mike has always done that. You know, when you shoot for a farther out goal, it's going to change their mindset when they're prospecting. They are looking for business partners. They're looking for people that want to go to Japan. They're looking for people that really want to build this to be partners. And silver will happen on the way. If a person's just focused on silver, you know, especially now with the 6,000 points, it's pretty doable just with, you know, with retail sales and just a little bit of volume from a couple of consultants. And so, yeah, I think having that that more exciting focus on going platinum. So, wow, you guys.
Well, and
another thing.
Go ahead.
Another thing that I thought was pretty interesting, and it's very looking from it from a different point of view, is when Ben Woodworth gave his, you know, talk. He talks about how he become Team Kaizen. He talks about, you know, getting the his seniors lined up. What he did is he had them lined up so that and have them say, okay, you can, I'm going to sign you up, let's say, on the 15th, and this is what you can do, you know, go talk to a couple of people. So he has everybody lined up. The minute he signs up, they become senior right away. And I thought that's really a different approach. What he's doing is he's actually laying the framework or the roadmap for that senior. Say, hey, you know, on your way to become, you know, signing up, become senior, you're already making some money. But I thought that's very useful and maybe something that we can implement to get more people.
Well, yeah, Robert, and really it's the same way you could line people up to go silver, because like Ruth said, it's not much more volume. Yeah, you just do the same thing and you just scale it up, you know, to make the silver happen.
Let me tag team with Robert on that. There were several references to this concept of getting people prepared before you upgrade them to be a consultant so that they are guaranteed. So comments like, well, how would you like to make $350 with, you know, what we had done in the last year? Then we can duplicate those kinds of concepts. You know, when you go back, I mean, this is crazy to say, but I've shared this with Jack. Back in the day when I didn't know anything in 1999, and I said, I want to do a 21 club with my sponsor, and I said, have you ever done one? No, well, let's do it. And in 3 days before Christmas, we actually rolled 42 backs, and in the month of December, without being in the business to do anything because I didn't have time, I went bronze with over 18,000 points. And, you know, I'm sitting here saying what's been laid out with the new comp plan is simpler. And so, you know, we just have to put it in our mindset that, yes, we meet a customer, we service their needs as a customer, they catch the vision, they decide they want to do something, ask them to share with a few of their friends before they actually enroll as a consultant. And then as they hit the gate that day one, as Ben said, as Robert reported, they go executive under the new term the very first day. and then they're on their way. You duplicate that. So you take those people, those same three, the three people that that person got, and you do the same thing with them. And that was what Haley was saying, or Holly, whatever it is, that's what they're doing, is that they're just stacking these events back to back and just keep rolling on through. Well, now with 3 months to do either of the advancement from executive or to silver, it's just amazing. I mean, there's just no reason not to be able to do this if we prepare the people that we're working with that become customers that move to become consultants.
And Bill, you've got a great story, I mean, that you can share with people with your 18,000 points, because that 18,000 points, you could have been gold. I mean, you could have had three people each with 6,000 points.
Yeah.
And gold. I mean, there's gold right there. Wow.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was Christmas time, and a lot of those were sleep systems. And I mean, I don't know if I could go back and even resurrect it. No, there were too many of them doing a little. I don't think anybody. I can't remember how many. I got one, two. I might have gotten three seniors out of that. I can't remember.
Yeah, but what's exciting is, I mean, that level of activity that got you the 18,000 points. That level of activity could now get a person to gold.
Yeah, actually, I misspoke. They would have been executives. What was the old one? 5,000 to executive.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, there were at least two executives that came out of that 3-day effort.
Wow.
Which
wow.
Really, again, you start to say it was December 23rd, and the last person that pushed me over to bronze called me on December 31st and said that somebody a long time ago had given her a Nikan pad to sleep on, but never followed up with her. And so if I would give her a magnetic massage that I'd given to her neighbor Jeannie, she would buy a sleep system. So of course I gave her a massage on the 30th, and on the 31st she bought a complete
sleep
system.
That's awesome.
And we had all the volume we needed.
Oh, that is so awesome.
Yeah, and I remember, you know, we did a bunch of 21 clubs back in that era, and when we were running for Diamond, and it was so fun, actually, you know, so you only had to do 21 presentations, but we figured we'd shoot for 40 every time. And,
right.
You know, if we fell a little short, we still probably were going to make it. And that's what we need to do here. It's going to be
lots of entrepreneur clubs.
Lots of entrepreneur clubs. And like
you know, they said taught us an ICANN not to go back to the past. But let me just share this. So then that following spring when I finally got my degree done and we went for silver, in that month, we did 4 back-to-back 7-day 21 clubs.
Wow.
And out of that, we wound up with bronzes, and we went silver. In fact, we went shooting past. We were silver by the 24th of the month, I think. And when we got done, it was like 33,000 points. And I'm going to go silver in 1 month. And I'm going, you do that today in 1 month or free, and you've made Japan.
You're platinum.
And if you get the right, yeah, and if you get the right number of people, you've made Japan. I mean, you've got four silvers. That's only 24,000 points.
So we just need to make it simple in our mind, and let's all work together, keep masterminding this thing, so that we get it. Well, of course, I mean it's just a done deal before you even get started, you know, because you know exactly, like Karen is saying, it's crystal clear. We know exactly the steps we need to take. And just like Ruth and Robert did to get the Team Kaizen. Yeah,
that's really exciting, Bill, because they're in 1 month with your four back-to-back 21 clubs to go silver with your 23,000 points today. That could have been what you needed to do to be Team Kaizen and go to Japan. I mean, wow. I mean, we could do it in a month, or we've got a whole year. But
yeah.
Yeah.
And Brody was quick to point out, don't think 3 months. He's always, that's always been his mantra. Do everything in a month, but you do have 3 months. So shoot for a month. Your fallback is 2, and worst case scenario, it takes you 3 months.
Yeah, that's correct. But otherwise, there's no momentum. You gotta
right.
We need to get the activity, you know, the exciting activity, because otherwise it's kind of everybody falls asleep if it's going too slow. So, yay, good idea.
This is getting more exciting by the minute.
How about Alice? Is there anything you'd like to share, Alice? You're at the event.
She's not on the phone. She's getting ready for the meeting that starts shortly. So it's just
oh yay! Well, congratulations.
But she's had some good experiences with a number of people that she's met. So she's enjoyed the sessions, and we've talked a little bit about them as we've had a very small amount of time to process.
Yeah, no kidding. I know how those events are. Gloria, or not Gloria, Melissa. Boudini, what would you like to share?
Good morning, Melissa. Woo-hoo. Well, as it goes for writing goals, you guys have a pretty detailed what I'm doing this year. But I did do something this week. I tried something. And going with this list that Eric has, and I do have the book. I do have the download, everything. I'm listening to it at work, so I think I'm going to drive everybody nuts at work, but that's not the point. But I did get to sit, and it was something I wanted to try to do. I sat with 3 millennials this week together in a group, and I actually had permission to do it at work, and I presented it as I'm not doing a – and I wasn't. I wasn't doing it as a pitch for the business. I wasn't doing a sales pitch. I truly was trying to get a feel of millennials and how they look at things. So I brought up the bit about Eric's list and about having even 100 list, and I actually was told that was too much. And I'm like, okay. They said if you could bring a list of 20 people, and you could have the 100 list. They wouldn't have a problem with it. You could have Eric's phenomenal list. But they said that if you bring it down to 20 at a pop, they can look at it and go, okay, this is quick, easy. Give me another 20 when I'm done. But here was something that I found a little amazing out of it, is when I presented to them what we do with the steps, and I got to the part about Kaizen and Japan, they said, no, you need to lead with that because they will aim with that. If you lead with just going to executive and going to silver and going to the path up, they won't look at it the same way.
Yeah.
They want to know, and it's funny because my one girlfriend.
Where'd you go?
Are you still here?
What was that? Hello?
Yeah, hello. We can hear you.
Okay. I have my girlfriend teases me because I have a say, and it's not just my thing. It's been around a long time. Go big or go home. So that's what I believe in. Well, they're kind of along that same line. If they want to know what's at the very end, they don't want to know every little step to get there. They want to know what's at the end because they're going to hit what's going to be there. But they want to aim for what's at the very end. They don't want to go, okay, well, let's work on silver, then we'll work on this, then we'll work on this. No. They want to know, all right, I want to be part of Team Kaizen. I want to be in Japan. I don't want to know about the steps in between because I'm going to hit the steps in between. I do want the date parts in between. Okay, I need this by this point, this by this point. But I don't want to know why. I just want to know why I need to be there. And I just kind of looked. I had never thought of it like that.
Well,
it was an interesting conversation.
Well, that's exciting. I love it.
That is, and that's
a big vision. Gets us into excitement, into momentum. I mean, it gives us a reason to get out of bed in the morning or a reason to make those contacts.
And definitely.
I guess Ruth probably and Bill were talking about Haley. There, you know, she's millennial, so, I mean, that's the way they talk. That, break it down into little pieces, but have the big event, the big prize.
Going to Japan, man.
That's the vision.
Have pictures, that's the vision. That's, wow.
Yeah, Melissa, that was a good affirmation of what we heard yesterday, so thank you for sharing.
Yep, it was perfect, yes.
Well, thank you.
Yay, Melissa. Yeah, I can see now how smart you were to have that meeting with those people just to find out how they work, because now you've got a lot better picture of how to present it. The next time.
And people like to be asked questions. They don't like to be told things. I mean, when you're asking them for their thoughts and their feelings, and they're excited to participate. And I was just reading something yesterday. People really like, like on Facebook and just in general, people like these questionnaires, quizzes, you know, and answering questions. They like to be engaged. They just don't like to, you know, have this barrage of things being told to them. So, you know, engaging people and asking questions is powerful.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Yay, Melissa. let's see. Nancy Clyde, what would you like to share? You are next.
Hey, good morning. We are down in Austin, Texas, in Dripping Springs. This has been a fabulous call. I was finally able to listen to Ruth and recording, and that. Thank you so much, Ruth. You are just fabulous, and all that you have all shared. Let's see. I'm looking at my notes here. That last part about the millennials. Yes, I'm thinking about my niece. Yes, that is right on. And I was just sending a text to Debbie. I don't know if Debbie Chancellor is on or not, but she works with millennials. I mean, she's 55 or so, and everyone around her is a millennial. I thought, oh, my gosh, Debbie, you've got to be on and hear this. The lining people up so that they're going out of the gate, I still need to get my mind around that, although I'm thinking, okay, they've used the products. I'm asking a question, really, to you all. They've used the products, maybe, and then you're seeing who they know. Like, who do you know that could use this? And then you say, okay, well, listen, with all those people that you know, let's get you signed up and get them contacted. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Ben was basically saying something to the effect that, So Mary is a product user, and she's had a good experience, and she's interested in taking it to the next step. I could do this. I could see myself doing this. And he said, great. Before you do that, let's make sure that when you do, wouldn't you like to have a paycheck right out off the bat? Not from your own purchases. He didn't say that, but I'm saying that. But
right.
Sharing with friends. So who are two or three people that you would like to share this with that might benefit like you have? And that's how you get them into the mindset of finding customers. Now, then when they're ready and you've presented to two or three people and got some volume that's going to come underneath her, then Mary becomes a consultant, makes the sale, signs up the customers, makes the sale, and then gets her check that first month. And the ideal is to get 1,500 points so that they're at the executive level.
Okay. So this is a means to help someone who has said, wow, you know, this is something I might be able to do, rather than this is not, it's really not a way of moving them from customer to thinking they might want to do this business.
I got the impression, and others chime in, that he discourages them from becoming the consultant until he can help them make it an advantage.
Uh-huh.
Which he's only talking like 15 days or, you know, a part of a month or whatever. Ruth, is that kind of the way you heard it?
Yeah. I actually touched base on it afterwards, and I'm like, well, how are you doing that? And so it is a short time period, and I think he needs to do a call on it, honestly, because that's an interesting concept, because you got to gather enough people to get the $1,500 orders, right, and then you sign up. So... But he does that. The day they sign up, they become senior. I love the concept. I'm not sure exactly how he's doing it. So.
Right.
Yeah, so the problem was with.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, the problem when I went senior, because I had a miraculous experience with the sleep system, that's 1,500 points buying a sleep system.
I didn't, you know, there was no benefit other than I bought it at wholesale, which we don't talk about that anymore. So the concept of, okay, so Mary had a great product experience with sleep. She wants to get a sleep system, but she thinks she wants to do the business. That wasn't Bill back in the day, but she's interested in sharing. So he, I believe then his concept is okay, before you do your first order, let's go ahead and, you know, before you do your next big order and become a consultant, because she's already used product, let's work with some of your associates. Now, Ruth, I appreciate your querying him. It'll be interesting to get more delineation because I'm making this up. But going on my way of doing things, yeah.
Yeah, I plan on today catching him on the side if I can, because I want to know more about that. I love the concept, but I'd like to know how he's doing it.
So let's
they could be talking to, let's say, the person that says, wow, I could maybe do this, talking to them. And, you know, I have found that people want their products as soon as they want it. But you're saying, you know, well, he's lining these people up and maybe going, well, hold on a minute. Now we've got to get Joe over here signed up. You know, there's a lag time. So I'm thinking, there's
not necessarily signed up, Nancy, not necessarily signed up. They're customers. So Mary gets Joe as a customer who buys a waterfall. And she makes her whatever it is now,
$75,
whatever it is. Yeah. Okay, so not to confuse, those are customers you're getting under Mary. Mary is going to find her own customers and start generating income.
Yes, okay, I understand that. Thank you. Anyway, that's it. This is all very good.
And part of it is to make sure that you've got it figured out so all the pieces go together so people are qualified. And they're qualified for the volume that's going to give them the rank. You know, so that all has to be kind of figured out. And once we really get clear on how to do that, getting it set up, then it's just the building block. You do that, you know, pretty much every time. I mean, it might be something different than a waterfall, but to get when that they're starting with.
What a great call, you guys. This is fantastic that I see that we are quite a bit over.
We're over.
There's more people on the call, so I'm sorry. We haven't got to all of you. There's Lois. Yay, Lois. And Carol and Linda Greenwood and Michelle. And, wow, yay team. And wow, appreciate you guys so much. And I know, you know, by brainstorming together like this, it's just going to make it easier for all of us. So appreciate you guys. Let's all get our pictures of Japan up.
Yeah, and it's so much fun. More fun going to
Japan. Oh, man, it was so much fun the times we've been to Japan. It's going to be great.
With your team, you know, like we're saying.
And Robert said it. Four people. Let's help four people go to Japan.
There you go. Okay. Woo-hoo. Love you guys.
Love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Have a wonderful
day.